May 30, the covenant of grace, perpetual and unalterable. Come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. Jeremiah 50, verse 5. A covenant is an agreement by which parties bind themselves and each other to the fulfillment of certain conditions. Thus, the human agent enters into agreement with God to comply with the conditions specified in His Word. His conduct shows whether or not he respects these conditions. Man gains everything by obeying the covenant-keeping God. God's attributes are imparted to man, enabling him to exercise mercy and compassion. God's covenant assures us of his unchangeable character. We must know for ourselves what his requirements and our obligations are. The terms of God's covenant are, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. These are the conditions of life. This do, Christ said, and thou shalt live. Luke 10, 27 and 28. The law of God was written with his own finger on tables of stone, thus showing that it could never be changed or abrogated. It is to be preserved through the eternal ages, immutable as the principles of his government. Christ gave his life to make it possible for man to be restored to the image of God. It is the power of his grace that draws men together in obedience to the truth. My brethren, bind up with the Lord God of hosts. Let him be your fear and let him be your dread. Troublous times are before us, but if we stand together in Christian fellowship, none striving for supremacy, God will work mightily for us. He knows our every necessity. He has all power. He can bestow upon his servants a measure of efficiency that their need demands. His infinite love and compassion never weary. With the majesty of omnipotence, he unites the gentleness and care of a tender shepherd. We need have no fear that he will not fulfill his promises. He is eternal truth. Never will he change the covenant that he has made with those that love him. His promises to his church stand fast forever. He will make her an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations.